Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
So is it Matt Patricia, Mike Vrabel? Who has a better year?
Vrabel.
I mean, I love Mike Vrabel.
Oh, Matt Patricia all day long.
Really? While
coaching your first game against the hoodie.
Bill Belichick is a man of the people.
Why is Malcolm Butler so bad?
Duck boats.
Are we building a great big 6'5", 235-pound straw man?
Nate's older. Why'd he play left tackle?
Oh, Jesus.
Malcolm Butler was killing him out there.
Bill made the right decision.
Maybe he's just not that good.
That's crazy.
Right now.
I'm going to call him Dick from now on.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, the big log over here. It was the modern-day Bill James. Has come out with a stat that does not look good for Tom Brady or the New England Patriots. As Lou would say, duck boat. Duck boat. I'm not going to listen to you.
I think
you.
It's surprising. I think it's an interesting stat. I don't know if there's any way you can try to fight it all you want, but it is what it is.
It
He's
is
not
what it
very
is.
Good
I
against
like
the
that.
Blitz
it is
this
what
year.
It is. See, he's talking reality. Like Belichick speaking.
Yeah, you can kind of break it down and try, you know, fraud, full of crap. If you're watching a film of you and those defensive players, you're sitting there going, their receivers suck.
Right.
You should stop it. They haven't played anybody. Go ahead.
Let's go to the phone calls. Here's Larry in Duxbury. What do you got, Larry?
I've got some things about your stats. Any stats relating to quarterbacks have two major drawbacks to them. First of all, incomplete passes. What percentage of those passes should have been caught? It's almost like there should be a fielding percentage for receivers like baseball.
Excellent point.
You've been listening to our show, I guess.
Excellent point.
And the other one is
tight ends get screwed on those.
Yep. Well, on interceptions, what percentage of those should have been caught and they went off somebody's hands? So the problem with stats relating to quarterbacks is there's other people guilty in those numbers. And also on the blitzes, how many times is there a blitz but the ball's already gone so it doesn't constitute a blitz?
I like all the things you're saying, and that's why I brought it up. Because
great work, Mr.
It does the stat even
good job,
hold
Larry.
Does it hold any water?
Well, let me ask you this. What are the stats for him versus the blitz over his career? Did you compare those?
No, I didn't.
Did you have the staff work on that?
First of all, this just kind of popped up on my Twitter line, and I just kind of said, ooh, that looks good.
See, I thought
this
is how I fooled Lou and I. Lou and I thought you actually had done like extensive work.
You think I'm doing all these numbers on Joe Flacco?
We do have a problem in the studio right now, so this is the last day we're going to be in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. So we can trash it if you want in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll trash the studio.
Take a monitor.
Huh? Why don't we write on the walls?
I'm gonna. Why don't you
free
take,
Kirk.
Why don't you take that?
Free Kirk. Put it on the
in
wall.
In your blood.
Hashtag free Kirk.
I suppose we don't have T-shirts of that yet. Like,
we can destroy the studio, but get this: we're not done yet. We're here until 6, and there are shows after us. They have engineers in here with screwdrivers who are taking the freaking studio apart.
You know this little box?
We're on the air. Remember,
the mic is on, off, cough button, talk back to producer. That little box you have.
It's gone.
Well, mine's still there, but they've taken out the other ones.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we'll leave you three. We got to take out the other two. Like, they're ripping everything apart around us we're on the air.
I've never seen anything like this. And then they vow that they're going to have this new studio done in a week.
Wow.
Does anybody believe
there's
it'll be done
no
in a week?
No way in the world. So we're supposed to be, okay, so
we're doing
this
a show
today.
Here, people.
That's okay. Just let them keep working. Let them keep working. Okay, they're not annoying us at all. So we'll be in that little studio for what? Until next Friday. So we're supposed to be in the new studio a week from tomorrow.
That's drilling in my ear. I mean, I can't even concentrate.
What? I can't hear
no
you.
No way.
Have you seen the new
after Christmas?
Have you seen that little studio over there?
No, we were in there last time.
Did you see the walls?
We were in there
you
when they were fixing this one. When they bowed.
See the
when
walls?
They bowed, this would be done in like a week.
We were over there for
took
3 months.
Like 3 months? Yeah. Yeah. We were in that studio
for
3 months.
What is that brown stuff on the walls? It's the same brown stuff that we questioned the last time we were in there.
Back when you started Sports Talk Radio?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the same mic.
So me and Marconi.
So we're back in there, but Ryan's going to stay in this room, but we're not going to be able to see him.
Can't see him.
We can yell at him, though. He's, like, right around the corner.
It's a series of well-placed mirrors will just totally get rid of that whole problem.
And there's this wall right here is basically, we share that wall. So we just bang on the wall.
Can I just say, I'm not the alarmist or anything.
Oh, not this, you, Henny.
No,
Henny.
Never.
Oh, this guy is not following Henny.
Hey, Chris, Lou, I don't know where to go. Where are we supposed to meet him? Is Christian here yet? Where's Joey? I don't got my credentials.
This is not going to work.
I don't know. Is Boy going to bring the donuts or not? I don't know what to do. We
got
to get there on time.
The
booth is small.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
The thing is that
who's the engineer?
That's such an accurate depiction of what he is like.
Where's that credential? What is Joe thinking?
Still waiting for the credentials.
I can't get in.
Where's Joe?
Who's
have you heard from Christian yet? Where's Joe? Is it gay B or gay D? Did he say B or Bob? Or D
is a difference. There is a difference. What you should describe it a little bit better than just B or D.
B or D sounds the same, doesn't it?
Sounds the exact same.
I gotta drag this back through the Dodger Stadium.
This is not gonna work. This will not work.
This ain't gonna work.
Well, not work.
Everybody keeps yelling at me like I did something wrong.
Nobody was yelling at me.
Where's our per diem check?
Hold on.
You know, it's a law. They gotta give us some money.
They're taking your mic away right now. They're taking your mic away. Where's our per diem check? Did you get the per diem check yet?
I talked to Kirk yesterday. I got the inside scoop. I know when he's coming back.
I haven't talked to Kirky in a while.
When
is Kirky coming back?
He called in earlier today, just nobody knows.
That was not him.
It was Eric.
Yes, it was. He promised me that he would call in, and he did.
Well, have we worked on that? Are we calling him tomorrow on the show?
Tomorrow.
I'll reach out.
No, there are strict rules that I was not allowed to call him, but he could call us.
Ooh.
It's kind of like college recruiting. Right, you know, like
you can't be blamed if somebody calls you.
They can't contact you.
Are we in the legal tampering period?
No, we are
right
in
now?
The league. Yes, so
I shouldn't say that actually because we got blamed for Jen Royal calling in.
We did.
I guess by people calling in, we'll still get blamed.
We did by Tranny. Tranny blamed us for that one.
They might be the most sexist show on this.
Sexiest. Thank you, Tranny.
That's still one of my favorite things.
Tranny had no. Apparently,
it's like if I was gonna like rank them. In no particular order whatsoever.
I think those. Yeah, Jen Ra caught in, and I will have it. And then it wasn't good.
What's the Twitter you told me to follow?
Trenna. I voted yesterday. Got who? I'll give you a hint. And Lil Wah. She's Native American. Got who I voted for? Here's a hat.
I can't do it. I'm not even trying to do it.
Kirk's better, but
it's
pretty good.
No,
I like the attempt, though. It's pretty impressive.
So Trenny, but the way she was
sexy talk.
The way Trenny was retweeting yesterday, I don't think she had any problems with Jim Acosta.
I like to talk to Maja Jeff.
It looked like Jim Acosta might have given an elbow shove to the intern that was holding the microphone.
You know, there's like hashtag free Jim Acosta or whatever his freaking name is.
That's his name.
All right,
where are we going here? We're going to the phone. Here's Matthew out in Springfield. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Great, Matthew.
Hey, Matt.
Hey. I know you guys pretty much.
Hey, Dick.
I think you guys pretty much talked about already, but his the stats on the quarterback blitzing thing, are they the same numbers? Like they're all taking like Aaron's 100 blitzes versus Brady's 100 blitzes, or are they just like off the wall?
You're asking too many questions, Matt. I can't give you all those answers.
Matthew, you know, Chris, I didn't know this stuff.
Versus the blitz.
Somebody gave me the information.
Blitzing is it's five or more. That's a blitz.
Okay.
Right? So then, that's the number. I don't know what else to tell you.
Thank you, Matt.
See, Matthew. When you said that statement.
Why are these callers all like half asleep today? Do you notice this
is
today?
It raining?
But when you gave that stat, like right away, you're like, listen, they are what they are. They show you that he's not very good against the blitz. And you knew that we were going to get calls lined up going, trying to poke holes in their stat that shows that Brady might not be good at something.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Wait a minute. Is that per 100?
Well,
that compared to Rodgers? Because Rodgers, he ain't as good.
It's indoors or outdoors, because that makes a difference,
too.
Who
was that
hurt?
Factor in?
Was that before or after Edelman?
Throwaways? Because he's smart. He don't take a sack. Like so-and-so who don't throw it, so it don't count as a completion. Because he took a sack for minus 20 while Tommy Boy threw it in the stands, and we live to tell you another day.
Yeah, what if he like throws a dime and it's right in Josh Gordon's hand?
Something wrong with that stat, dude.
That ain't making sense to me.
Something wrong with that stat because Tom's the best at everything.
Does it include those Dorsett drops earlier in the season?
Well, what about Dwayne Allen? What about him?
You know, he's had 7 picks this year, and 8 of them came from when receivers dropped him.
So really, that stat is bogus. Those are real calls, by the way.
Of course
get the duck boats ready.
More energetic than anything we've had today. Let's try Eric in a car. See if he's got some fire here. Hi, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. So, love the insights as always, and thanks for raising our IQ.
Sure.
We're lowering.
One brain cell at a time. What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Wanted to get your insight on who you see is the top 3 positions
on defense in NFL and by position, not by D-backs, but by position. And how
like,
much
you mean like individually, change? Like Khalil Mack?
Or the, no, just like gonna, DN well, versus sorry, corner?
Say, position, yeah. Position, right.
Stop
yeah,
the pass.
Because obviously you got, you know, extraordinary Khalil Mack, somebody like that, but just, you know, not just the dad guy, not just, you know, Khalil Mack, but in general, all
can
of
I just
them.
Generalize and just say pass rusher?
Don't you think you could answer that, Eric?
I mean, I think you can.
Well, I have confidence in you, buddy. Give me your most three most important positions defensively. I mean, yeah, there's only four.
Flip it on.
Five. Safety, corner, linebacker, lineman, interior, exterior. I mean,
okay, right? Well, obviously a shutdown corner.
There you go.
Okay. There's one. Two.
That's one.
Defensive. Give us three. Two.
The there you go. Two. Defensive two. Pass rusher.
Three.
And the third one,
stop talking
there's
in your sock.
And are you a hostage? Are you sending us a message?
Well, no, I'm just asking. I mean, I think probably a safety if you got a great one.
No, but hell no. If you, no, and no.
If you speed it up really, really fast, what you actually hear is free Kirk. I'm in the basement. Somebody let me out. They've tied me up.
Yeah, there's all. These are all codes.
I'm done with the three defensive positions.
What goddamn show is this?
Am I wrong? There's only like five. Yeah. Which three are the most important? Yeah. I don't know. Safety, corner, linebacker, defensive end, interior lineman.
At what point in time would safety ever be the most important position? Like ever?
How about
like,
the guy? How about the guy with the green dot?
Well, no. Why did you say that? Because I would have said defensive end, corner, and safety.
Yeah.
Stop the pass.
Defensive end, corner.
Because I mean, linebacker is right. Outdated. And interior line, I don't need to stop
this?
A run.
I would say hybrid linebacker. How about that? I take a little bit of ooh. Strong safety. Right. I take a little bit of linebacker. And that would be my third most important position.
Let me go to
cornerback, pass rushing, defensive end, but and hybrid.
Could they frame it, though?
Just stop it. Hey, let's go to Matt.
No, they
go
ahead,
Matt.
It.
Matt, just speak
unless
up.
They get an interception.
Boys are not making any sense. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's true. Deep seven.
What's up?
I just wanted to kind of bring up a point about Brady against the blitz.
Okay.
That stat's got to be bogus, don't you think, Matt?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Me too.
Stats.
Brady's the best.
Stats
are for losers. I
mean, it's for Bill
Brady,
James.
You don't blitz Brady. If you blitz Brady, you're going to get burned.
Write that down.
Not according to the stats this year,
stats
Matt.
Stats say go ahead and blitz away.
This year, Matt, they say that Tom Brady is the worst in the league at blitzing. How does that make you feel?
Him and Joe Flacco. Can you imagine?
The worst.
He's 63.3% passing rating against the blitz.
Brady sucks.
It is what it is. I mean, listen, these guys, these super nerds, they crunch these numbers, and this is what you get.
Well, they've played a lot of.
But that's what I'm saying. They're a bunch of nerds. Brady's still winning games, and if you continue to blitz him, he's going to tear you apart. Right.
Well, not according to the numbers. He's the worst in the league. As a matter of fact, the beer vendor is better at picking up the blitz than Tom is this year. It's not about the player.
You guys don't agree that. I say bring the blitz.
I say bring that damn blitz, and you make him suffer.
Matt, I say the numbers tell me that he's getting old and he can't handle the blitz anymore.
I don't know. He reads defenses too well. If you can pressure him without bringing too many guys,
it's like you're fishing.
Not according to the numbers.
Maloney, it's like he's fishing. He's casting, and he's just throwing it right.
Look, I knew this was going to happen. Like, you gave me a stat that said Tom's not good at something, and people are like, I don't agree. That stat's bogus, dude. Yeah. Tom's the greatest at everything.
By the way,
they take a blitz when they don't blitz, when they bring two, when they bring one, when it's a deep seven, when it's a deep six. Zero coverage, one coverage, two coverage. It don't matter. Tommy's the best, though. Don't give me no blitz number.
Numbers lie.
All right, we're going to take a break. They're taking out the headphones and the monitors and the
Ordway's mic.
And the TVs. The
Ordway's mic.
And the TVs are all going. We'll be back.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Fourier channeling is Beck's Max Kellerman today has come up with the stat that makes Brady look like a fool.
Stats are stats.
Worst. Would you say that he's the worst in the league?
He's the worst.
Dealing with the blitz?
He's the loat.
The loat.
He's the
dealing
loat.
With the,
here's who's better than him. Case Keenum is better than him.
You sound like a dope now.
Josh Rosen is better. Alex Smith is better than him.
You're an idiot.
Eli Manning is better than him with his crappy left tackle.
He is going to fall off a cliff.
Osweiler is better than him.
On the blitz.
Versus the blitz.
Yeah, I believe it.
I don't believe it.
According to his passer rating, that's and listen, the numbers don't lie.
Yeah, they do lie.
So go ahead and fudge him and try and break him down all you want.
They watch film and they say, look, he got blitz. What did he do? Put it in. Chart it.
Yes,
he got blitz. Put
it
in. Chart it. And when you're done with the chart, he ain't good against the blitz this year.
Let me give you a max level of analysis.
That's what you're giving me. Ted's in a car. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Ted.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Ted.
Hey, I think this is possibly a, you know, the numbers are being compounded because of a small sample size.
Yeah, I agree with
you. He already gets blitzed a lot less than normal. I think he's getting blitzed even less this year than typically. And so when you, you know, have an incompletion in a small sample size, the percentages are magnified.
Or is there a chance that they're right and you just hate the idea that they could be right?
No, actually, I think that the numbers are right. They're saying that he's not good against the blitz this year, but maybe defensive coordinators haven't picked up on it yet because he just isn't being blitzed. I think if you look at the numbers, he's blitzed less than anybody else in the entire league.
Christian, is that true?
You get I do not know if that's true or not. I would not count it every single blitz. Why don't you have the numbers here?
There must be a number of how many times he's been blitzed.
Tell me why it's wrong. So if he was blitzed less, who has less time to overcome the blitz, as opposed to Brock Osweiler, who you would blitz all the time.
Right.
Andy Dalton, who you would blitz all the time.
Could be a factor.
Right? Because you don't believe those guys. Right? So they have more opportunities to succeed as opposed to Brady. Listen, if he's blitzed 10 times and he's only successful in three of them, so what? You're blitzed 10 times. You should still be better.
No, I was ready to buy into it until you started throwing the list of the guys that are better than him, and I just don't buy it. Here's Matt in Portland. Matt.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I think Brady, you know, the way he takes the blitz is kind of what he's getting penalized for. They're giving, you know, lowering his rating by law. He just kind of assumes a fetal position. You saw it in the Green Bay game a couple of times.
But that doesn't affect his pass completion percentage, right?
It does. It's there's a new stat they're pushing.
Oh God!
It's how cool you look when you go down. So.
Oh, how cool you look when you go down. That new stat, that all the kids are
talking
about.
So last year before the Super Bowl, Brady's passer rating was 96.6.
Before what?
Before the Super Bowl, it was 96 point under pressure. They called, and this time they called it under pressure, but we're just going to call it the blitz also. It was 96.6.
How did that compare to Brock Osweiler?
He's at 63.3 right now. So, I don't know. You tell me, is there a difference between this year and last year?
Well, 30 some odd
points. I mean, it's a big difference there.
That's bad.
I mean, I think people should worry.
James in Connecticut. Hello, James.
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Great, James.
There they
go.
They're turning. I can see them turning already.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Lou, I just want to say, Lou, I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you, James.
And you're totally misunderstood all the time.
I agree with you.
Oh, no, we understand them. That's not the issue.
I used to love watching you play baseball years ago. So, anyways, that being aside, I just want to agree with you, Lou, that Brady is still a great quarterback, but he's not as good as he was in previous years. I mean, you know, how can you be? You know, he's getting older, and his stats are not.
James, I would say that Tom Brady's last 3 years might be his best three-year period of his career.
Oh, I understand that, but I'm talking about this year.
Okay, well.
You know what I mean? Because you agree that, it just seems like when the eye test, the eye chart, or whatever, however you call it, when you're watching the games, he doesn't seem as sharp as he has in the last previous years.
I don't know about that.
I don't agree with that either.
It's
a blitzing stat.
It's just a blitzing stat that I think might be true. And you know what? It might speak to volumes of what he was like before the blitz. I don't know. It's just a blitzing stat. But this year, I think it's been extremely challenging for him. Like, in other words, against Green Bay, he could have decided to throw the ball in from the 1-3 times, and he could have had 4 touchdowns. He could have had a quarterback rating of 138, and we could be talking about how great he was in this football game. But instead, he lined up over center, saw a huge hole, and said, you know what, no quarterback sneak. I don't need to run it in. I don't need to pad my stats. I'll give it to James White for a touchdown. Or, from the 1, I don't need to play action like Peyton Manning would just to pad my stats. He could have had 3 or 4 touchdowns in that game, correct? And he just chose to run it in.
I don't think he ever cares about stats, right?
My point is that guy. You know, I think earlier in the year it was challenging. He had no weapons. And then now he's been without Gronk for a few weeks. Gordon's trying to get involved. So I think he's doing a really good job this year, sort of taking what the teams are giving him.
Okay, so he's not getting old. That's what you're telling me. This is an isolated stat. Here's Mike in a car. Next up. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Mike.
Yeah, listen, so I heard you guys saying earlier that, you know, your callers were kind of like asleep at the wheel. I just want to let you know I'm flying down 295 like I got a bee's nest on my head.
There you go.
And
Tony O'Brien got away with it. Why not you?
I right on. And I may have committed a few moving violations while I was on hold. Listen, so remember back in the day when Pedro, like, used to suck in the first inning, right? And you wish you had somebody that could kind of brainwash him into thinking that his warm-up session was the first inning because then he'd be okay. Now, look, I'm comparing this to the Patriots right now. I can't sit and tell you, you know, where their losses occurred in the year, but it seems as though many of the Patriots' losses occurred early in the year. So playing that against this Titans game, if this Titans game was in week three, wouldn't we maybe be a little nervous about it?
Yes.
Just the same way we were against the Jaguars and the Lions and all that crap. Mm-hmm. But the fact that, like, we're flowing, it's easy, isn't this game just a smoke?
I mean, a smoke as they're going to smoke them?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You abbreviate it there. Yes. No, I think they're going to win handily. I don't think it's going to be. Can they compete with them?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yesterday you picked the Titans.
Okay, but
to
I
win
told
the
you
game.
Earlier today why. I went back and looked at
it. So why don't you look at
and
it?
And they don't have it.
He worked in his craft.
Yeah, but hold on.
They
Lou.
Don't.
Chatham looks at the all 22s first before he makes his prediction. You make your prediction and then you look at the all 22s.
I base it on the game. I base it on the game on Monday, which is a lot better. And you go back and look at the way the Patriots defense got dominated. And I was showing you guys pictures, like how just they got pushed back two or 3 yards and how the back wasn't even touched until he was 3 yards down the field. That's not the Tennessee Titans. They can't do that, even with Derrick Henry, which is crazy. They have the perfect personnel to do that, yet they suck at it. Their offensive line, only, what is it, like they all of them have been hurt. There's been no continuity whatsoever. It's not the same level.
Well, Belichick is building up the defense, and we mentioned this in the last hour. Their defense is not that good either. I mean, Logan Ryan, and you're going to have Malcolm Butler, and you're not going to be able to score? You're not going to be able to complete passes against those two guys? Here's John in Hopkinton. Hi, John.
Hey, this is for Lou and Christian.
What's up?
If you don't mind. Lou and Christian, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, buddy.
I like listening to you guys, but how do you tolerate working with one way every day?
Oh, God, I tell you what, man. Some days I wake up and I'm like, really?
For the most part, it's not that bad. It's the random spikes of irritation that kind of push me over the edge.
But that kind of gives you, I think it gives you energy.
Hey, John. It does, sometimes.
Hey, John. You hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings.
I know you're very thin skinned.
Very thin skinned. You hurt my feelings. Yeah. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. You have your 42 seconds on the air.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, okay. You got to cut me off. Okay, go ahead.
That's 42. Part of the plan, though, John. That's what he does. That's
yeah,
you know,
I know
what
I know. That's right? What he does. That's why I can't believe you guys can stay with him all the time. Yeah.
Speak right into that.
I do every night. I go home. My wife starts to talk. I cut her off, and she's like, "Hey, Ordway."
Yeah,
exactly. Let me finish. I'm like, sorry, I'm used to it.
That's a true story. Some of my biggest arguments with my wife come from me cutting her off, and then she asked, "You were never like this." I said, "I know. It's Glenn. Mm-hmm. I blame everything on Glenn."
When you first started radio with Tim Benz.
Oh yeah, there was
you
lots
were
of airtime.
Nicer.
How'd that work out?
There was lots of airtime.
How'd that work out with Tim?
I think we're all happier.
That worked out okay.
Huh? I missed Tim.
See, I knew this was going to be a thing.
I missed him. John, you're right, though.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much.
I wrote
much.
About that on WEEI.com.
Oh, Jesus.
Beautiful Hopkinton.
Where are we going now? We're going to Zach.
But someone blaming it on
Zach's
in Edelman. That's the one I want.
You name it, we ate it.
Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to talk about Belichick, and I think that he's kind of a coach genius. And I just wanted to hear you guys' take about how Malcolm Butler last year, all the Pats fans thought – yeah, the Patriots lost because they didn't put him in.
Yep.
And then we got Jamie Collins and how he left and how they thought Bill Belichick was crazy.
I did.
But then
But then, you know, these guys don't really pan out when they go to a different team. Right. So I wanted to hear you guys' response and say, what if Tom Brady went to a different team? Do you think he would pan out?
Yes, yes. That is a great question.
It's a straw man argument.
Maybe you guys could do that on your show tonight or tomorrow.
I think that if they get to the playoffs, I think Bill should bench Brady, then let him walk. So when he's not as good, we can say, uh-huh, see, he's smart. He's not as good.
He's the guy
out.
From The Simpsons. Huh. He's the professor from The Simpsons. You carry the one, and then you press your little machine.
Yeah,
that one. Go to Joel in the car. Give me
If Brady spent his entire career in Buffalo, what would he be right now?
A Hall of
Retired?
Famer.
Retired.
Super Bowl champion.
No. Be terrible.
The cold would get to him?
Here's Joel in a car.
Could be Jim Kelly.
Okay, all right.
The better question, but I'll ask after Joel asks the question. But go ahead, Joel.
Thing, guys.
How you doing, pal?
I heard anyone mention he didn't have Edelman for four games.
Yeah.
A receiver under a blitz.
We did mention.
There you go.
I just got in the car.
It's all right, Joel. It's all right. I know.
That's a good, Bill. That's a reason people.
And you know what?
Up.
The other thing, they didn't have Flash for like three games.
You guys know something. Was at the Stanley Cup bar in Philadelphia for the Super Bowl, only Patriots fan there.
How'd that work out for you?
It was great. They're all friends of mine. What can I tell you?
Good buddies. Let me flip that Brady question around.
Go ahead.
You said he'd be retired by now.
Right? Well, I'm just throwing it out.
I know. Just throwing it out there. What if he blew his knee out for good in 2005? What would Belichick be?
Well,
and never played again.
In 2005?
Never played again. I don't know. Six. Pick a year.
Well, what he would be, he would probably most likely be the guy that
say Brady's
was, that
career
got,
ended,
that was in the, at the Browns.
Say Brady's career ended 12 years ago for some fluke injury.
See, you're asking a question that we basically just have to guess. Right?
That's so why it's the best question in the world.
Do you believe that he's a great coach and he can make chicken salad out of chicken crap?
So isn't it fair to say that both are maybe the best at their careers, okay, at their position? So if you took one of the two away, then that specific guy, whether it's Brady or whether it's Belichick, would not be as good.
Yeah, that's right.
But thank you, Bill. But since they're both the best at what they do, they still would be pretty damn good. They just wouldn't be the best of all time. Safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
I'll ask you the same thing tomorrow. You have a different answer.
6'5", 235 thanks, Holly. Strong.
I like DJ being on that one. Well, he played great in that Jacksonville series. Lose him. No, he didn't.
No,
he
actually terrible. Sucked at that
he
one.
He actually sucked on that one, DJ. But that's okay because you were glued
he's
into
watching Tuca.
He was watching Tuca that day. He couldn't pay attention to it. All right, one of the green teamers. I can't believe this.
He
may have his accreditation
I had a cheer in
revoked.
My eye.
Revoked
here in my eye
he's a
last
green
night.
Teamer he's going to have his accreditation revoked the audacity of what he said about Brad Stevens. We've got it next.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
And unfortunately for Brad Stevens, coaching goes well beyond what he draws up on his little blackboard. Coaching goes into, at this level anyways, coaching goes into managing the egos of these guys, managing the expectations of these guys. And it blows my mind that, you know, Brad Stevens considered this offensive genius. Well, right now, the Celtics are dead last in offensive efficiency in the NBA. They are the worst offensive team in the league right now.
Wow. Oh, hold on. That is Patrick Gilroy.
I tell you what.
And Lou was listening last night because Lou always listens to.
I happen to be driving home from NBC.
What is that? Stop
but even
that.
If I.
Do you have a new dog? Does he have a new dog yet?
It's not funny.
Now, what do you mean it's not funny? It's just. A new dog. So you pointed it out.
Oh, man.
Too soon?
No, it's beyond. We're past too soon.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know.
But I had a tear in my eye. Yeah.
Oh, that is messed up. That is cold-blooded.
Stop. Listen.
What?
Stop that.
Okay, so Doug heard his show and decided to take his own life.
Dude, not to have Kirk back on the air.
But I couldn't believe it. I heard this tape today.
I had a tear in my eye. I turn on the radio and I hear him and he's talking Celtics. And he is just like, when are we going to start blaming Brad Stevens?
Yeah!
You people out there don't want to complain about Brad Stevens. I mean, it's time for him to get it, you know, tighten the ship.
Woo!
You know, you got Morris. yapping before the year starts. You got Jaylen Brown. You got Kyrie throwing a ball in the stands. You got Jaylen Brown again, promising five rings. I mean, get some control, Brad. I was like,
how much longer
God.
Do we give Brad Stevens before we start to talk about Brad Stevens?
It's unbelievable.
And how much longer do we give him this free pass?
Wow.
I mean, what has he earned here? The two trips to the conference finals earn him a couple of years worth of free passes from Celtics fans?
Unbelievable.
Because I get it. We're all green teamers. I lead the way. I am the biggest green anymore. Teamer home honk that you will ever meet.
You are out,
but
buddy.
I'm not happy with the performance of this team, and I'm not happy with the performance of this coach in the first 10 games.
Not going to take it! Damn it!
I'll tell you what.
John, what's the guy, John, in the Reds army?
See, Gilroy.
Guy's out. Gilroy is out.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? They just recorded that last night. They recorded that last night, so they can't wait to play it in June. You know, they can say, yeah, whatever, Gilroy. You fell off the duck boats.
Yeah,
you questioning Brad, who's coach of the year now? You know, but no, he's right.
Well, that's right. He's 100% because
good for him. It was beautiful.
He's gotten a pass. Now you have all this talent, you have all this skill, and you also have a lot of experience.
No more little engine.
So there should be. So now it's time to validate. Now
max effort.
Yes.
No. Now you got talent.
But they played so well tonight. Well, they were played hard.
Yeah. I think the rebuild
all that
is
stuff
over.
Is gone.
Like the rebuild is like the house is done now.
I would tell Lou Maloney to back off.
But I'll say this: he has gotten the lightest treatment of any of the coaches in this town. When you think about it, Belichick has how many rings? Belichick has won how many games? And people,
how many people call up every day thinking he screwed up in the Super Bowl?
Right.
And with Brad, it's like,
you make a good point, Wally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
great.
Well, I mean, so this is the fun part now.
No.
This is a green teamer.
It's like he's not a young adult anymore. He's a pro.
Yeah.
Like college kids, you treat him differently when you analyze him, high school. And now, okay, no more. No, you graduated now.
No. You know what it's like now? Now it's time for Brad Stevens to turn into a championship coach.
Yep.
Like, he's been
you a championship
I'm
team.
Just saying, he's an up-and-coming coach in the league, one of the best, and I'm glad he is here. But now, you know, some guys can take you to this point. Now, and others can't take you beyond. And I think I'd like to think that he can. We'll see.
Well, there's a big difference.
He's got a lot of talent now.
But there's a big difference, especially from a guy that was a college coach, in being able to develop young talent. I think for that, we give him an A+. He's been terrific.
Well, now, he wasn't at a college either, like Duke or Kentucky. Let's bring in egos in, right? He's
correct.
Got guys at Butler. So he's got hard-working, blue-collar guys.
Right.
Who maybe got shunned at those big schools with the Celtics early in his career.
So now he's got him
getting guys in his roster in trades. That are, same type of players
so
that
he had
in college.
He's got all-stars right now. He's got potential all-stars on this team. And it all comes down to him now.
He's got five potential all-stars on this team.
And it's him. So this whole Terry Rozier thing has kind of taken a life of its own. The Athletic has come out and said there are seven teams apparently that are showing interest
seven.
In this. Seven teams. But people keep on writing about that Rozier is bitching and pissing and moaning. He denies it all. He's saying that he's not doing any of that
stuff. I mean, what Danny said makes sense because he knows me. And if you don't know me, then you probably think I'll say something like that. I woke up to the news just like how y'all woke up to the news.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from. But like I said, I'm happy to be in this position I'm at. I'm playing on a team that's mentioned to be in the championship. To have a chance to be in the championship. So I'm not really worried about what's being said. Danny knows. And that's why he said what he said.
All right. So, and Danny came out and defended him this morning on the radio with Toucher and Rich this morning. He came out and he defended it, said it's never happened. We're not talking to teams about dealing with Rozier.
Yeah, but here, because he was this morning across the street during his interview. But the report was that seven teams are monitoring.
Yeah.
Terry Rozier.
What's that?
So maybe Bill Simmons is talking, has a connection to one of the teams that's monitoring. And they're looking at it saying, they might have a problem over there. I mean, there's a bunch of us looking at Terry Rozier. But it was never seven teams have called, has it?
No.
Was it? It was monitoring.
No.
I
do believe, Lou, that's where I disagree with Simmons. I think it's far too early for the Celtics to do anything, unless some team is sitting there saying, we're desperate. We need a point guard right now. And I don't know who's desperate enough to do that this early into the season. But I found it a little weird when I'm listening this morning to Dale and Keefe, and Dale is backing Danny Ainge, who's coming out and saying, no, we're not talking to anybody. We wouldn't do anything like that. No, Terry Rozier is saying nothing behind the scenes. And Dale had the perfect backing of Danny Ainge.
back to the Danny Ainge comment, and I don't want to go too deeply into this, but Danny, as we all know, is a Mormon.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mormons don't lie.
Or drink caffeine.
Or that.
Yeah.
I do think that his religious background has something to do with the fact that he won't lie. And I know people don't believe that there are people in sports who don't lie. I think he's a guy who will not lie.
Okay, I know he's a book author and everything else. That's the most naive statement I ever heard.
He's also a GM.
And all GMs lie. But Dale, I don't know, is he Episcopalian? Are you Catholic? Are you Orthodox Greek? Don't we have the Ten Commandments?
Yeah.
One of the Ten Commandments.
Which one is it?
Well, I don't know. Which is the one where you can't cheat on your wife, and which one's a lie?
I'm going with two.
Two? Okay. So you're not supposed to lie.
I just Googled, can Mormons lie?
Yeah. Can they lie? What do they say?
Well, I mean, they can lie, but is it against their religion? Where are you at with the magic underwear? Is that in there also? They also wear magic underwear.
They don't wear magic.
Yeah, they do wear magic underwear.
Can't they? What do you mean magic
underwear?
They wear
like magic
underwear. Hold on, here's what
his
wife said.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
What is it?
By the way,
like a different flap?
Hold on, I got an answer.
Okay.
This is from this article that I had. Mormons don't believe in lying. However, it's okay to lie as long as you don't lie to another Mormon.
Mormons?
What it is. Can you name another Mormon GM or president of basketball operations?
I don't think.
Was Dale serious about this? Fred or Rich.
He was dead serious.
I don't think Fred or Rich are Mormons. So you can lie to them. Right. They're not Mormons.
But Dale sounded like he was serious about
this. So here's
the
thing. Hold on. So I have an idea. Okay. We got to find a Mormon.
Ooh.
To come in and sit in with us one day.
Danny?
And then have Danny come in and like be part of the show. And we have the Mormon guy ask all the questions.
Danny, this is Richard.
I am a Mormon, just so you know.
I do think that his religious background has something to do with the fact that he won't lie.
This is a Mormon dick right here,
Richard. Is that Dick saying like, yeah, maybe?
No, he's just being a Mormon.
Hold on for a second. Didn't Mitt Romney once say he would never leave Massachusetts? He'd be here forever.
Wait, did you? Where did you find
He didn't say it to a Mormon.
Apparently, he didn't.
Is that MormonInformation.com?
Yeah.
All things Mormon.
Don't worry where I got it. Okay,
maybe they're lying to you.
I read that in the Sacramento Bee.
Because I've had Mormons tell me it is false that they can go out and have like two or three wives, right? Look that up. You're not supposed to do that, right? But come on. Danny, as a general manager, he's not going to sit there and give you all the information. He's going to have to call it a fib. Call it a fib. Call it what you want.
Glennie.
Stop it, Dale. That's the most naive thing I've ever heard. Religion. He's not going to lie. Manager?
Is there anything in there that talks about stretching the truth? Is that like a technicality? Can you stretch the truth?
Pulled something up and says Italians don't lie.
Okay. The most honest people, good for their business.
You know what?
I'm not going to kill you.
I believe John Calipari.
Yeah. I never hired hookers for recruits.
Rick Pitino never lied to me.
He would never.
I did not have sex with that woman on the bathroom floor.
But you're right. No, you're right.
It was 15 seconds.
It wasn't like he wasn't kind of mocking that.
Yeah.
You know, like Mormons would never lie, would they?
No,
he was
serious.
Dead serious. Like, by the way, he's Mormon.
And I'm listening
to
him. And I'm going,
they don't lie.
He says it with a laugh.
They don't lie.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Everybody knows Mormons don't lie.
They don't lie.
Gentlemen, you want to talk to a Mormon? Ray in Sherbourne says he's a Mormon.
Let's go to
the Mormon hotline.
You ain't no Mormon.
Hello, Ray.
Doesn't sound like a Mormon name.
Yellow belly.
How you guys doing?
Good, Ray.
What's
how up, are you
Ray?
Today?
There ain't no Mormons in Sherbourne.
There is. I'm the only one.
How about Dover?
There's a couple.
All right. Go ahead. So can Mormons lie?
Mormons, they can lie. It's that we try not to lie.
Okay.
That's the same with
Catholics and Protestants.
I'm not supposed to, but like,
we cannot commit adultery.
Hey, Ray.
I taught a class yesterday, a bunch of high school kids. In fact, kid from Framingham, Lou, right?
Good kid, I'm sure.
Working on the Ten Commandments. We said, which one are you working on? He said, I'm trying to work on lying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is you're trying to get to the point where you don't have to lie anymore.
Yep.
We're working at, like, telling the truth all the time. Now, some people are better than others, but, like, we're human. We make mistakes just like anyone else, so we're just trying to be better. I've lied.
Do you wear magic underwear? Is that a real thing, too? I'm 100% serious.
It is not. I can't pull a rabbit out of my armpit, Christian.
What's magic underwear?
You've never heard of magic underwear?
I've never heard the magic underwear. Where are you guys from?
Is that what Brady sleeps in?
I wear underwear all the time. It makes me roll my eyes, all right? It's the truth.
So there's no such thing. It's not a Mormon thing. You just made this up.
No, dumb, 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 dumb.
You just made this up. The
magic
underwear.
I did not make it up.
Where did you get that from? Where did you get that
what
from?
What do you mean? That's like online. I just looked it up online.
What does it say online?
Magic underwear?
I've never heard this. You made this
up. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's like a religious, it's like their wedding night. It's got to be purity or something like that.
A white dress?
Something like that. Yes.
Like a chastity belt? What are we talking about here? What are you talking about? I've never heard of Mormons wearing magic underwear.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're not as evolved as I am.
Apparently, I'm not.
We can ask Dale.
Ask Dale. That is unbelievable. Dale said that today. And he was like totally serious about it. So most religions, they usually have some type of article commandment that says you're not supposed to lie, right?
Sure.
You're not supposed to do stuff.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that just because you're of that religion that you don't, sometimes circumvent
the rules. Now I feel like I'm being rude now. I should really kind of clear up this whole magic underwear thing.
So if there's any Mormons
that agree with me that have used it, I'm not joking around.
What is it? Explain what it is. I certainly don't know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't do anything wrong, there's no need for confession, right?
Right.
I lied.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. Here,
I swore.
Yeah, go ahead. Hold on, let me look at it. That's it. Temple garment?
Yeah.
It's called Temple Garment, right?
And here's your Mormon song. Oh, stop, Simon.
Hey, Lou, it's you and me alone next week.
I'm asking a question.
We're taking a break. See, Dale took it nice and safe. Mormons don't lie.
Do Mormons wear magic underwear? This is the question online.
Yeah, okay, you save it. 617-779-7937 right here on OML.